107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. What's up, you dumb sluts?
Oh, man.
Jesus, God.
trying to wake some people up this morning.
It's the caffeine. So I bought two monsters this morning. I already chugged one.
Do we need to talk about your heart, Brock?
It's going to explode out of my chest. Well, so we went to the Five Finger Death Punch Breaking Benjamin show last night in
that's good for your heart too.
In Grand Rapids. It was an awesome time. We had a great group with us. By the way, huge thank you to wow, my brain just went doosh.
Must have been real important.
St. Joe Auto Body for
there you
for,
go. There you go.
I need more caffeine. Oh, God. No, St. Joe Auto Body, obviously, we gave away. We were signing people up to win tickets to this. So we had our winners with us and just a great group with us on the bus. Mm-hmm. We took the Cardinal bus up there and just had an awesome time. It was so much fun. Nice. Everyone made it out safe and we got home. But, yeah, I didn't end up going to bed till like 1:30.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, when I do that and I'm like, wow, my alarm's going to go off in 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I might be a little drunk still.
So, yeah, nice. So you went to bed with Jekyll and Hyde going through your head.
I did. Five Finger actually ended up closing the show. Yeah. Or I'm sorry, Breaking Benjamin ended up closing the show. And did I say that? I'm literally losing my mind.
Breaking Benjamin closed last night. Five Finger Death Punch was what? What do you call it?
Direct support.
The direct support.
Direct support. And they're probably switching back and forth the headlining. But either way, amazing show, amazing time in Grand Rapids. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Hangover and tiredness be damned. I would do it again. Let's do some rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Kevin Noodles Wasserman tells Junkie.com that Offspring are still considering putting two new albums out at the same time. Wasserman originally mentioned the idea of one album of out-of-left-field songs and one of a straightforward tracks in early summer. So we could see two brand-new Offspring albums.
What's the idea behind that? Why wouldn't you spread them out?
Well, see, because the one would be like, all right, this is like, all right, this is the Offspring album you expected. Mm-hmm. And then another one's like, well, this is us kind of experimenting. So you're still getting the main Offspring album, then it's just kind of them, you know, more like just a little side project.
So it's not a double CD.
Not a double CD. It's just like, here's some stuff we wanted to do. Maybe some maybe some acoustic things or maybe a cover song.
Here's some more and we'll see if you like it.
Exactly. And then the actual album. Either way, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Foo Fighters, Disturbed, and System of a Down will headline the first Sonic Temple Art and Music Festival. That is the weekend of May 17th at the Matt Free Stadium in Columbus, Ohio. Obviously, they're done with Rock on the Range. This is basically taking the place of Rock on the Range.
Mm-hmm.
So now it is the Sonic Temple Art and Music Festival. I have never seen System of a Down. I hate Ohio, but I may be willing to go over there for that. To see those guys.
Is Sonic Boom still happening?
No, Sonic Boom isn't happening. They're in Wisconsin.
There's no relation there, is
no. there? No. Right. No. Just one word.
Sonic.
One word that they share.
Yeah.
Moron. Lastly, Kid Rock has avoided federal legal trouble for that joke Senate campaign he trotted out as a publicity stunt in the fall of 2017. You remember this? Mm. When everyone's like, what, Kid Rock's running for Senate?
Yeah.
It was a joke, obviously.
And he's getting in trouble for it?
Well, he's not going to. Everything's fine now. The Federal Election Commission has formally dismissed complaints it received against Rock after he teased a run for the U.S. Senate seat in Michigan. He launched a campaign website and even sold Kid Rock for Senate merchandise, which drew the initial complaint. The FEC's ruling says Kid Rock did not appear, quote, to have taken the most basic steps to become a candidate, and that, quote, there is no evidence that the that they established a committee campaign account, sought ballot access, hired a campaign staff or political consultants, sought to participate in a candidate debate, et cetera, et cetera. So they're like saying, okay, yeah, he may have said that, but he didn't really actually do it. It was
they're
a joke.
Bitching because they're politicians and they got nothing better to do.
Somebody who has differing views than Kid Rock on the political side was like, oh.
Dude, all kidding aside, I think he would do a pretty decent job.
Could you imagine Kid Rock as president? Dude, there'd be stripper poles in the Oval Office, you know, man.
He's an old country boy, loves his whiskey. But if you actually, I mean, you've seen an interview. Obviously, you've seen an interview.
He's a smart guy.
He really is smart.
Yeah.
He's not a dumb dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Boy, that'd be awesome.
Just a white
Kid Rock, white trash
president.
Just a white trash rocking president. Just that'd be killer, man.
Wearing a top hat everywhere.
Yeah, he's just got a flamethrower. It'd be like Idiocracy.
It's too bad Joe C's dead. He could have been the first lady. Just a tiny little first lady. Joe C.
It'd be the greatest presidency ever.